Boss and find out more at historicpointboss.com. We'll be back with more. Melissa and James got another hour with you coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. A powerful nor'easter is moving up the coast, dumping heavy snow. Odyssey meteorologist Craig Allen.
The winter storm warning continues into the eastern half of Connecticut, all of Rhode Island, and the southeast sections of Massachusetts.
Inflation turning out to be more stubborn than expected. CBS's Jill Schlesinger on new CPI numbers.
Removing food and energy, the core index was at 3.9% from a year ago. That matches the December reading.
Groceries and eating out both rose at a faster rate than the month before. The Senate's passed a $95 billion bill for aid to Israel and Ukraine. CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
Speaker Mike Johnson is already pouring cold water on it. He issued a preemptive statement before this vote saying that this legislation doesn't meet the moment because it does not include any provisions to secure the border.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers may advance a new proposal for legislative maps today. Majority Republicans could pass maps proposed by Governor Evers in order to preempt potentially less favorable maps that could be put in place by the liberal state Supreme Court. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize the election system across the United States.
We've been working to try to get more consistent and predictable funding from Congress to help support local administrators to get the resources they need and help modernize the election infrastructure that's super outdated in most of the jurisdictions.
Sunwoo Oh is with the progressive nonprofit group Stand Up America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Sudden cardiac arrest is different from a heart attack, and knowing the difference may save someone's life. Dr. Ronnie Ortiz, electrophysiologist with Aspirus Heart Care, says SCA is primarily an electrical issue. Dr. Ortiz categorizes the heart into three separate parts.
The heart's composed of the plumbing part, which are the arteries of the heart, the mechanical and structural part, which are the muscles and the valves itself. The third component is the electrical part.
He said when somebody is having an SCA, having an AED is extremely beneficial.
The sooner you obtain one of these, the success of resuscitation is much higher.
AEDs are available in many public spaces. Dr. Ortiz says the sooner you can shock the patient, the better the outcome.
Your heart's a muscle, and if it without electrical activity, it will not squeeze.
If you don't have access to an AED, start compressions right away and tell someone to call 911. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 35 this afternoon. The wind not too strong out of the northwest at only 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Our high 45 with some light rain, even a little snow tomorrow night. It won't amount to much. Thursday will be sunny and cooler with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
We got the team together. We're here to have some fun. Melissa's in studio. We love it when that happens. We got entertainment to get to. We're going to also touch on a couple of other things. I want to touch on the 12 of the pettiest dating red flags.
Petty dating red flags.
That should be an interesting one. I did not get to pre-read that. I got to be honest. I did not get a chance to look that one over. This was a story we touched on the Sunrise Show that I want to do over here, too, because I just think it's universal. Are we spelling y'all right? That should be fun.
The eternal debate.
We'll get into that. We'll go over our schedule, some That Ain't Right stuff, good stories of the day all coming up for you. But we kick off our hour with some entertainment news, and yes, Jon Stewart has returned to The Daily Show.
Woohoo!
Last night, almost 9 years since he stepped down, and he says he's doing it because he needs to vent. That is part of the reason, if you've gotten to see the interviews with Jon, as this has been building up. Quote, I very much wanted to have some place to unload thoughts as we get into the election season. is his quote.
Okay.
Does he think he'll make a difference? Not necessarily. Quote, I don't know about hoping to have an influence, but I'm hoping to have a catharsis and a way to comment on things and a way to express them that hopefully people will enjoy.
Hmm.
But as far as influence, and you guys know from doing this, just about everything I wanted to happen over the last 16 years that I was at The Daily Show did not happen. So, you know, it's not as if he feels like he has some pull or something like that, like some sway or anything.
Sorry to show my lack of knowledge on things entertainment, but what channel is this on?
Comedy Central.
Okay.
Comedy Central. John will executive produce the show, but he's only hosting on Monday nights. The rest of the week, it'll be hosting by shows by correspondents and on a rotating basis.
Okay.
This is a perfect marriage for him, where he's still got the time with his family and his causes. John and his wife, for those who don't know, I believe in the New Jersey area, run a animal shelter for like rare animals that don't have anywhere to go, like elephants from circuses.
Like exotic animals,
yeah, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And just animals that nobody wants kind of stuff. It's a huge cause to him, and he's putting a lot of time and money into it. And I don't think
that's awesome.
He wanted to take away from that, but really had a calling to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And with Trevor Noah kind of leaving The Daily Show a little unexpectedly.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, they've been really having a hard time filling that spot.
Okay.
And he was already a producer on the show still. He never really stopped doing that. For those that don't know, he also executive produces CBS's The Colbert, or the Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Okay.
He's one of the producers on there.
Hmm. Well, and he was doing his own kind of like interviews or talks with... Yeah.
He had an Apple Plus show that was amazing, but Apple, he went after China. Apple didn't like that, so they killed his show.
Of course they did.
I want to state two things.
Pay attention to what they're doing.
Yes, please. It's not just politicians I'm telling you to do that with. It's corporations.
Especially.
Especially because corporations are oftentimes the ones that are kingmakers.
Yeah. Who's putting the most plastic in the ocean?
Look at Coca-Cola, baby. You don't got to look much farther than Coca-Cola as far as kingmakers go.
And they want to put that on us.
And this is the kind of knowledge, the kind of information that before The Daily Show, people weren't talking about. But John changed that.
Yes.
John changed the game. I will admit right out the gate, I am biased. I've been watching Jon Stewart my whole life. He is one of my top five influences as an interviewer, as a host, as most anything.
Mm-hmm.
I have been fortunate enough to be in the room and hear Jon Stewart speak, and I think he's quite amazing, and I think he's a good speaker, and I enjoy his vulnerability while being professional.
Mm-hmm. And knowledgeable.
And we're Jews. No, I'm joking. I just thought I'd throw that in. But above any of that, all that stuff is really, you know, means a lot to me. But I champion him. I stand by him. I back him. And I learn from him because Jon Stewart has been one of those few voices in this day and age that does not have anybody in his pocket that is not biased.
He's not afraid to call out a spade.
He calls out both sides. I've seen every episode he did of The Daily Show. And he took out Republicans as much as he took out Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to say
it like it is.
This is a guy who the last 9 years and before that has spent most of his time at that animal shelter and the rest of his time working to get rights for our veterans. Working to make the VFWs, getting more funding for VFWs. He is one of the sole reasons that our 911 survivors were able to get any funding.
Mm.
Like a comedian. A comedian is the most trusted, in my opinion, the most trusted voice in news is Jon Stewart. Period. And that's a comedian. And that should tell you something, one, about the national news nowadays.
Well, look at who owns them.
Exactly. But also, this is maybe what we need.
Mm.
We probably should have more of this. We've already got, like, look, Anderson Cooper, I think, is a good reporter and does a good job. Anderson Cooper is also, as it seems to me and many others, interested in also being known as Anderson Cooper. Not the news first. Now, Walter Cronkite or Peter Jennings or Ted Brokaw or Tom Brokaw or any of these guys that were around back in the day and stuff. That's not the game the way the game was. The game has changed. I have nothing against Anderson Cooper or any of these news journalists that are out there trying to make a buck or get made, bigger name.
Mm-hmm.
But, and there is a big but here, we have a bias then. I don't know who's in his pocket. I don't know who he's backing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Even if he is reporting and saying something I agree with, it doesn't.
You question it.
Yes. And the news shouldn't be like spoon fed to you. Like the news isn't about, oh, I hope that my audience likes this news broadcast. It's not about that. It's not entertainment.
No, it's not about you.
News is not entertainment. News is facts and data. News is just getting the story out there. Mm-hmm. It's not trying to ritz it up and everything. And hey,
it's
we
not trying to get clicks.
That's how we got in trouble. Yep. That's how we got into this mess. Mm-hmm. The 24-hour news cycle, the need for that. We just made a groundbreaking change in nuclear fusion. We are closer than we've ever been to getting to having this as an actual energy source. The biggest game changer in energy history is nuclear fusion and cold fusion. And we are so close. And how many of you know that? Yeah. How many of you know that out there? That story is not being covered. Instead, news at 10, shooting today at, and that's what they lead with. Mm-hmm. Or this politician, we got to talk about Trump some more. Trump. We got to, you know, do that or something like
it
that.
It makes
like,
them more money to keep people angry.
And that's on us. That's us as consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't want
to. To some extent, I agree with that.
It goes both ways. Everybody's yep. guilty here. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a piece mm-hmm. in this.
Yeah, we all do.
And it's no. If you want something to work, you have to put into it. You want good news, you've got to watch that news. You've got to listen to that news. You've got to pick up that paper. You've got to purchase these things. Mm-hmm. If you're tired of, when I pull up the Associated Press, one of the first websites I look at, I've got to wait a second because they've got this gigantic ad right mm-hmm. there and I can't see anything.
Yep.
Well, if I don't like that, then I need to start putting money into journalism.
Yeah. Or if you click on an ad from a local paper and you hit a paywall and then you complain about hitting a paywall. Well, how do you think that the reporters get paid
yeah.
at those papers? And how many local reporters do we have at our papers? How many local papers have been taken over by syndicated bigger conglomerates, and the reporter that's reporting on things in Wisconsin Rapids lives in another state?
Yeah, yeah. If you want a trusted news, if you want to be able to rely on news and these things, you have to put your energy into it. You have to put some work into it. Nothing is going to be handed to you in life, and it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. What did our moms always say? Anything worth having is worth working for.
And if you made your bed, you can lie in it.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. This is going to be fun. You can now sip on cans of gin and juice.
What?
And it's from Dr. Dre and Snoop. Yeah. Dr. Dre and Snoop have combined it, not on a new song, though. You know, like their song from 1994. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Which we all just sang when you said that.
Absolutely.
At least that one little line.
That's at least that part. They're ready-to-drink alcoholic cocktails, and they come in four flavors: citrus, melon, passion fruit, and apricot. They already started rolling out in stores. Dre and Snoop have more stuff planned. Last year, they filled several trademarks, including one for vodka and juice. So that's probably going to be coming up as well. Dre has already been doing this with the headphones. I'm wearing them right now. It's crazy to me. Dr. Dre has been a producer in hip hop going way back. We're talking even before N.W.A. Like in the early 80s and stuff. So he's been doing music for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The headphones over triple what he ever made in music. These headphones, when he sold Beats headphones.
I was going to say, aren't they Beats?
Yeah. When he sold those, like it was like a quarter million, like over $100 million or something. Like it was some insane. Like it was like triple what he ever made in music he made from these headphones.
Wow.
So I'm pretty sure Dre has realized, oh, branding is a bit. That's what we should. Maybe this is another mm-hmm. way to make some money. All right. Everybody sipping on gin and juice. Laid back.
Yeah.
Let's wrap up our entertainment with some less kind of comments about the Super Bowl. Like the Taylor effect, Super Bowl 58 averaged 123.4 million viewers, making it the most watched Super Bowl ever, the most watched thing ever in television history.
Really?
Yeah. Last year's Chiefs-Eagle game also set the previous record with 115. And spoiler alert, Super Bowl 59 next year will also break this record.
Yeah.
Every year it'll keep breaking it. It's just getting bigger. and the game is not only getting bigger, but it's getting TVs in more places. And mm-hmm. Not even what am I saying TVs? Because I'm old. It's actually streaming everywhere.
You can watch it on your phone. Although I can't imagine watching a football game on my phone.
Yeah, it's not fun. Like I don't enjoy it. I've done it before, and I do not
enjoy
it. Yeah.
And I don't even like watching football. That sounds like torture.
Yeah, it's rough, but I do it. Yeah. Here's one of those tweets that didn't age well. In 2019, someone pointed out that Patrick Mahomes had thrown 36% of Troy Aikman's career touchdowns and roughly 8% of games played. Aikman replied, "Talk to me when he has 33% of my Super Bowl titles." Well, as of last night, Mahomes has 3 Super Bowl wins, which is 100% of Troy's because Troy also has 3. And the Kansas City Chiefs hosted a rager after the Super Bowl Sunday night, and everybody was there, Taylor, Patrick, Kelsey, everybody. Drake, who is known for not only I think Drake's actually getting known more for betting than he is for in gambling and being on the sidelines of every team that is doing good than his music now.
Oh.
Drake bet $1.5 million on the Chiefs to win and walked away with a payout of over $200 million, or over $2 million. Usher wanted his longtime friend Justin Bieber to join him for the Super Bowl halftime show, but sources say he just wasn't feeling it. And speaking of halftime, Alicia Keys' voice cracked when she started singing. Well, it's been corrected on the official version on YouTube. Interesting. And
can't have that mistake out there. Can't be, show yourself as human.
Yeah, I mean, what's the harm with that?
Well, except for the backlash of the awful people on Facebook and YouTube comments who want to just be ugly because they can.
And piggybacking off that, Melissa, people are trashing Alyssa Milano for posting a picture of her son at the Super Bowl. She recently posted a GoFundMe link to raise $10,000 for a trip for kids for the kids' basketball team. But one person online claimed that Alyssa had won the tickets in a fundraising raffle for the American Cancer Society, and part of the reason she was there with her son was to promote the American Cancer Society. So it's possible she didn't pay thousands of dollars for for the game.
Oh, and that's why people are shooting backlash at her.
They got to learn from Zach Braff. Like, no celebrity should be doing the GoFundMe thing. Sorry.
Yeah. No,
it just doesn't ever go well. Mm-hmm. No matter what the nuance is. Yeah.
Nope. Just don't do it.
It's just cringy. It's not. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go well. It doesn't go well. No matter what the cause or
when
anything.
You're in that big of a spotlight, it just, you can't do it.
Yeah. And Melissa sent me over a great one. And it actually, when you sent this, like 20 minutes later, we were talking to a listener about this subject. And
oh, really?
It couldn't have been timed more better by you. We got this from Reddit. The amount of time that CBS allocated to showing Taylor Swift during the Super Bowl. So let's take a look at this, Melissa. And looking at this list, Taylor Swift was on TV 0.36% of the time, compared to 99.64% of the time when she was not on the screen.
And that equates out to how many seconds?
54.
54 seconds.
She was on TV for 54 total seconds, compared to the 4 hours and 8 minutes she was not on TV.
And people are losing their minds.
In a comparison, B-roll footage of Caesar's Palace, 27 seconds. The Spear, 23 seconds. Post Malone drinking Bud Light in the stands, 22 seconds on that. Had to make sure. Do you notice Post did a great job making sure you saw that Bud Light can? That, he's doing a nice job with the marketing stuff, man. DJ Cascade, 13 seconds on him. The Purdy family, 12 seconds on them. I actually thought they showed the Purdy dad more than Taylor, like a lot more. And I'm this stuff is important. Not to like poke holes in people's arguments that are sick of the Taylor Swift thing or whatever and all that stuff. To me, this is more about, this is like in 2024, why this is so important, why we're covering a subject like this. The difference of theory and fact.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm seeing tons and tons of Taylor Swift and all that and everything. But in actuality, in actual fact, I'm not even seeing literally a minute of her within 4 hours.
Right.
That is so dang important in this year, in this and going forward. Not just this year, but in 25, 26 and going forward.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. To keep that in the forefront of your mind. But also then, how much are you focusing on that? Because if you're focusing on it more, it's going to seem like it's happening more to you, just like we talked about focusing on negative news. Mm-hmm. If we only focus on police shootings and fires and, you know, all the bad things that happen, we think it's all bad.
Yeah.
We lose perspective when we do that, especially if we're looking outside of where we are.
We know we can do both. We know we can cover those stories while also covering the positive stories or the stories that advance our lives, that advance humanity. Mm-hmm. We can do both. We've proven it because news was doing that for a long time.
And that doesn't mean we need to ignore reality.
No.
Obviously, crime still happens. Of course, we need to be, you know, proactive and protect ourselves. It goes back to forever. If you look at human history.
Yeah.
But yes, keeping things in perspective, choosing to focus on the positive can really make a difference.
Yeah. Anybody can walk around with their fists clenched. It takes a real soul to be able to handle these things positively and, you know, chew gum and walk at the same time.
And some days are worse than others. You know, that's just going to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can always try to find the silver lining.
We are having one of those kind of mornings, you and I,
where things keep going. New old headphones on.
Yeah. But we're rolling. So, we're just going to keep rolling and having some fun. We got
rolling.
Nice. The 12 of the pettiest dating red flags coming up here on the morning show here at WFHR.
DoorWorks. I have a serious problem, and I don't know if I need you or an exorcist. My garage door opens all on its own without me pushing the button or anything.
Ma'am, let me do a little investigating, and I'll have an answer for you in no time. I discovered the problem, but it took a little detective work. Your equipment is absolutely fine.
Is it possessed, then?
No, ma'am. It's much simpler than that. Sometimes a low battery can trigger the door to open randomly. We've cast out your dead battery, and your door is working fine.
To everyone who believes in tradition, let our team member Caitlin share one that's been at the heart of Culver's since the beginning.
In Wisconsin, we love a good fish fry and bringing folks together over a fresh meal. It's why we still hand batter our North Atlanta cod and cook it crispy golden to order. Sharing our Wisconsin favorites with all of you, it's the best part of our day.
Come to Culver's and get a taste of our fish fry tradition.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 35 this afternoon. The wind not too strong out of the northwest at only 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Our high 45 with some light rain, even a little snow tomorrow night. It won't amount to much. Thursday will be sunny and cooler with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Top five saddest songs of all time.
But yeah, it's so great.
It's so good. So good song. Great band. Three Dog Night. Great band. Great band. It is a sad one. And it's a little bit of a love song. And that leads us into talking a little bit of love and dating and red flags as we get ready for Valentine's Day. Want to remind you to spread the love. Share your love stories with us at WFHR. We're collecting love stories so we can get you some great prizes from our friends at Hotel Mead, Family Natural Foods, and One Rose Greenhouse.
Yeah.
Go to our WFHR Facebook page and share your love story, whether you're direct messaging it to us or you're putting it as a post on our page.
Mm-hmm.
So right here we have people online are talking about their pettiest dating red flags. Okay. I think we can have some fun with this, but I also think there could be some accountability.
A little bit of that ain't right.
Yes, absolutely. Because while there's going to be ones that we poke fun at and laugh at, like how could you get bent out of shape about that? We've all got things that we've also made decisions. I once dated a girl because I'm making toast. I'm on the phone with her. I'm making toast, and I just comment, somebody left crumbs in the butter. I hate when that happens. Me too. She does too. Oh, we have this in common.
The stars aligned.
The stars have aligned. Angels have come out to sing. Oh. And we broke up like a week later. It's just, you know, I mean, we all do things sometimes that are just like, it's called high school. It's, you know, it's so let's look at this list from people that had their pettiest red flags. Number one, their ideal home temperature is lower than 70 degrees.
Wow.
So that the deal breaker for this person.
Lower than 70 degrees.
That's rough. That's
put on a sweater.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, put on a sweater. Yeah. Anyone with just a plain mustache without any other facial hair. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, you know, okay. So we all have a type, right?
Yes.
We inevitably end up having a type of sorts. It might look different on each person, but there is a type. And if you really don't like mustaches, well, you know what to avoid.
I think that one with the Top Gun coming out, and there was a lot of people that went back to just a mustache because of Miles Teller and Tom Cruise, some of the people
enter
in that.
The 1970s.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, I see very few guys that can pull off the single mustache. They've got to at least have the goatee or full beard. Most guys. I'm one of those guys. My father is the opposite. My father doesn't look the same with a beard, but a mustache, he can rock. He can rock a mustache like Tom Selleck.
Maybe the people who responded that have just some memories from their childhood of people their dad's age with mustaches that were just a little bit scary. I don't know. That's what pops into my mind.
Might be part of it.
That and the lamb chops.
Oh, yeah.
Those, the mutton chops, I can't. No.
Here's the one that I don't get. The guy with just the goatee. The guy with just no mustache, just the goatee part, just the part on his chin.
I think he can only pull that off if he's bald.
Yeah, because otherwise I don't see that ever working. I goatee, sure, but just the goatee, no mustache with the goatee, I don't get that. I don't get it. Someone said, I got the ick from a man I was dating because I watched him run to catch a coin that had fallen and started rolling away.
The ick from a guy?
Sorry about that, everybody.
That's okay.
So basically this guy was chasing a quarter that ran away, and she thought he was a penny pincher or something. I don't know. I don't know what the problem was with that one. Someone said, I don't think
I thought she caught something.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I know what you're saying. I didn't think of that. I thought she just didn't like him because maybe he looked cheap or something.
Well, that's what I think she meant. I initially thought, like, maybe, you know.
She got sick from him because he was picking up dirty coins or something, or things on the ground. I don't know. Although I'll say cleanliness is definitely something that can be one of those red flags.
Yeah, but if you drop money, you pick it up.
Oh, yeah. But, there's some people, they're not going to care if you wash your hands that much. And then there's other people where if you don't wash your hands enough, that's a deal breaker. Like, you know, I think that that's something else on a red flag to add to this list.
Yeah, it could be.
Someone said, I don't think I could date someone with a peanut allergy. I love peanut butter.
That's fair. You know what? That's probably fair. Because that's actually looking out for the safety of the other person.
Yeah. Actually, I think that's kind of self-aware. That's pretty good. I don't date anyone who's new to my city. I'm not interested in becoming someone's personal tour guide.
Ooh.
Wow. Well, good luck.
Okay. You could discover new places together. How many of us have visited every place in our city that we've lived in?
I'm going to say something, and I know I can get in trouble for this, but I have context with it. I believe we're at number 6 on this list of 12. We're going to go through the complete list, but I believe that this list is mainly comprised of people that are young and that have not been single for very long. Because the longer you become single, I'm not saying that you settle, but the more that you realize, oh, maybe some of these things that I held so...
Petty things.
Yeah, are maybe not as important as I thought they were.
Perhaps.
Like the idea of not dating somebody.
New to your city.
You're perfect for me. Everything works. I'm attracted. We get along.
Oh, but you've only lived here 2 weeks.
Sorry, can't date you. Get in your 30s and 40s. You'll be happy you found that person. You'll be thankful you found that person.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6 on this list. If your ex isn't what I consider to be good looking. If their ex isn't what they... So they're judging somebody on their ex.
Whoa.
That's weird.
That is weird.
That seems really weird to me. I've never understood that too much of worrying about like who the person dated before you or anything like that.
Unless it was somebody in your friend pool, which is another weird thing.
This has never happened to me, knock on wood, thank God. But I don't think I could date somebody that dated my brother. Like that, I don't know if I could do. I'll be honest with you, everybody. I don't
that's
know
fair.
If I could do that.
That's
not
fair.
That, I don't think that scenario would have ever happened or is ever going to happen, but I don't
would say
think
the same thing.
That. Yeah.
I'm not,
Nicely done. Someone said, I seriously dated the three guys named Dave. A man named Dave who would have to be 11 out of 10 for me to go out with this with another Dave.
Okay, I have to admit, when I was online dating, there was a lot of Brian's and Kevin's, and I was having a rough time keeping them straight. Who was
it's
who?
It's tough. Bad music taste, because when they give me compliments, I'd think, but their taste is terrible.
Okay, but your taste in music is not the same as like what you like to eat or what you like to look at. They're very, very different.
Very, very different. But I don't blame the logic. I also feel like that's something a kid would do. Like that's child logic, kind of. You know, I mean that doesn't really add up.
You
but
don't
it is
like
funny.
My song. I don't think you would. You know, you have bad taste.
Yeah. If they have a best friend of the opposite sex, well, I don't agree with that one.
No.
And in fact, I think we need to get away from that kind of thing.
We absolutely need to get away from that thing. And it is something that is perpetuated by social media, by movies, by television. There is nothing wrong with having a best friend of the opposite gender.
The only people I've ever heard that have an issue with this are people that can't divvy the line.
That are insecure, too,
that
about
too.
Themselves
yeah,
or their
too.
Relationship.
I've had a dozen women as friends, and they and I have never had any kind of attraction or anything like that. It is extremely possible. I know I've done it. Melissa's done it. We are doing it together. We have do that. We're friends. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of examples out there. We need more examples of that and more understanding.
More positivity around it.
We need more TV shows and things like that built around that, too.
Even books.
Yes. I am. How many of us are tired of boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back? Like, how about we see boy and girl meet and are friends and they work together as colleagues? And are Parks and Recs is a perfect example of this.
And they have other relationships with other people, but they're still friends.
Need more of it.
This would be nice.
Here is another one. Being the youngest sibling is a red flag. Ouch.
Well, baby of the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spoiled.
That's tough. Yeah.
But I think that's, you know, it depends on family as well.
Here's one that, just for accountability's sake and everything, here's one that I've been close to as a red flag that I need to call myself out on, too. I won't date someone who likes reality TV. Watching it on occasion because you're multitasking is fine, but if you know everyone's backstory and timelines, it's not for me. So I have never said no to dating somebody because I found out of something they like, but
I'm not going to watch it with them.
Yeah. I'm not. I can only go so far with that one. We got one more good one for you, but let's take a phone call before we go to break. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Oh, dang it. Call on back.
Call back.
424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. The last one on this list. Socks with sandals are my pettiest for most strictly enforcing deal breaker. Seeing somebody with socks and sandals. Yeah. That could, I don't know if it'd be a deal breaker, but it's a rough one to get past.
That's bad.
That's bad. Let's take that call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hello? Oh, we do not have a clear connection.
Yeah. Hello? Can you hear us?
Hello?
I think we're on somebody's car phone.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there, but please.
Sounded like one from the 1980s with the cord.
Yeah, it kind of did, yeah. Feel free to call back, and that's to everybody out there, 715-424-2600. Feel free
what
to call.
What are your dating red flag pet peeves?
Join the conversation. Good morning. What's on your mind?
You talked about dating some of your brother dated. My brother dated identical twins.
Whoa.
Oh.
And he actually dated one of them for a while and then the other.
Oh.
Whoa. Wow.
Okay.
Interesting.
He didn't stay with either one of them because he did date identical twins for a while.
How about that?
Interesting. The question.
Did that without getting them mixed up because they were identical.
Yeah. I don't know if I could do that. Yeah.
Question is, did you date either one of them?
No, I did not. I'm only 16 months, Chuck.
Okay, all right.
I didn't.
Yeah. That is an interesting one, though. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
Thank you for sharing the story.
We got to get to our news. We'll be back. When we come back, we got great stuff for you. Country Life. How you spell it, y'all? How do you spell y'all, y'all? How do you spell y'all? We'll be back, y'all, right here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers are scrambling to finish their work for the session. Assembly and Senate floor sessions today have long agendas. Republicans are proposing a $2 billion income tax cut similar to two proposals Governor Evers vetoed last year. This bill would make retirement income in Wisconsin tax-free. Life is getting better in Wisconsin state prisons, but Governor Evers admits there's room for improvement. Prisoners were locked down last spring due to staffing shortages. Evers recently toured Waupun and Green Bay after partially lifting the lockdowns in November.
I saw people outside of their cells doing some of the recreation things, some of the learning things that are going on there. I saw good things happening.
Evers on WISN-TV's Upfront. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Winter likely isn't done with us yet, and the Red Cross is asking donors to give blood or platelets now to help strengthen the national blood supply. It's only February, and there's a potential for additional weather systems to disrupt blood drives. As an incentive to donate, the Red Cross will gift donors a $20 Amazon gift card by email if you donate in February. You can make an appointment by visiting redcrossblood.org or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Several community-based organizations will receive grants to improve food security for families and children in our area. Marshfield Clinic will use a $500,000 grant over 3 years to address hunger on a community level. These funds will go to YMCA's and Boys and Girls Club in northern rural Wisconsin. Among the recipients are the Southwood County YMCA, Stevens Point Area YMCA, and the Boys and Girls Club of Portage County. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks with another win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 112-95 win over the Denver Nuggets. Giannis with 36 points to lead Milwaukee. The Bucks improving their defense. It's the first time this season they've held opponents to under 100 points in back-to-back games. Doc Rivers.
Just steady progress, believing in your D, trusting it, clarifying it. Don Shula, you know, if you ever read his book, he always talked about the fastest player is the one that doesn't have to think. And the more we can get our guys to know exactly what we're doing, they can play at full speed. Simplify so we can play with fire.
Baseball pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, talked about a roster without pitchers like Corbin Burns or Brandon Woodruff.
We're kidding ourselves to think that this thing's going to be decided on paper because we lost Burns and Woodruff. And, you know, it's getting the guys to understand that, you know, if you want to make it happen, it starts with you.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 35 this afternoon. The wind not too strong out of the northwest at only 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Our high 45 with some light rain, even a little snow tomorrow night. It won't amount to much. Thursday will be sunny and cooler with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. God, I love this theme song. Cowboy Bebop theme song. Interesting.
It's great.
We got to talk about this, y'all. Y'all is an awesome word, mm-hmm. but how do you spell it? The only correct answer is with the apostrophe before the A. Also, some replacements. So we'll get into all of that, but just get that out of the way right out the gate. I also should mention, growing up, my best friend was from New Orleans, and him and his father spoke very Southern, and y'all was just something, everything was y'all. Everything was y'all. Every sentence started with y'all. And I just have always kind of had that in my lexicon. I've always kind of used the term y'all. I'm a big fan of it. But it's also got some really, I think, some modern things to it that I think it's interesting. A word that's been around so long, or a phrase that's been around so long.
Has contraction. Yeah. Technically.
Thank you. Yes. And I want to get that right. Because I think it's important with the rest of the article. So it actually has a really great modern use.
Okay.
And we'll get to that. So you have to admit, y'all is a fun word to say.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all is fun to say. But how do you spell
it? It's very collaborative.
Yeah. Yeah. Some put the apostrophe after the A, as in y'all. Y'all. Well, it turns out, it's a Southern, according to Southern Living and every dictionary in the world, that's incorrect. And the only way to spell it is with the apostrophe before the A. Just like don't become, do not becomes don't, and cannot becomes can't, you all becomes y'all. And even though y'all is typically associated with the South, its usage is gained in pop culture because it solves an English language problem.
I would actually disagree with that last sentence. Do not becomes don't, do, D-O-N, apostrophe T.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the middle of the second word.
Yeah, yeah.
So why wouldn't you all be in the middle of the second word?
Because English.
And this is the point where I will freely admit I've always spelt it Y-A apostrophe L-L.
Yeah, I guess I haven't spelled it out very often, but I'm pretty sure that's how I spelled it. To be honest.
But you say it, y'all.
Yeah.
You say it the same way.
I, like many people out there, type and text how I talk, and I write how I talk, and I don't spell well. Like, you know that better than most, Melissa. I am not a good speller.
James, what did you just send me? Please interpret. Translate? Google? Translate? No. Fail? Got it. Can you just call me?
This actually is gaining in pop culture because it can actually solve an English language problem. Unlike most European languages, English does not have a designed second person plural pronoun. A lot of people say you guys. I'm one of them. I'm very guilty of that.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all makes it gender neutral, so it could apply to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And here are some y'all substitutes depending on where in the world you're from. If you say, use guys. Use guys over there.
Use guys.
Forget about it. Use guys. What are you thing over there? What are you doing over there? Use guys with the thing over there. Get out of here. Forget about it. Northeast. You are most likely from the Northeast.
My grandpa always said that. And he's from here.
That's funny.
He's from
That's
here. Funny. Use yeah. guys.
Yints. I've also heard, now they're spelling it Y-I-N-Z, but I've heard it pronounced Yiz as well, Yins, well, with more of an S.
I don't think I've heard that one.
That's more of the Ozarks, Appalachians, and Western Pennsylvania.
Okay. Places I haven't spent any time. I think once I went to West Virginia.
And you lot over there. If you're from the UK or Australia, that tends to be pretty popular. You lot. You crazy lot over you. You got crazy lot over there.
Mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
Those are fun, but not as fun as y'all. Not as fun as y'all.
It just rolls off the tongue. Something y'all.
About it. So not only can this be a great way of being gender friendly and gender neutral, but it's also more fun. You guys is it's easy. It's just kind of on the tip of our tongue, so it's easy to go to.
Habit.
Yeah,
I think.
But it's not fun to say.
Mm-mm.
Like, even if you're talking to a group of guys, it's not fun to say.
And if you say you people, that takes a different connotation.
It really does.
That you would kind of,
That's a great point.
Have some pitchforks come out then.
Yeah. Let's take a call. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Okay, let's talk about y'all. But in general, let's talk about gender neutral plurals, right? Okay, first thing. I get that use guys is a Northeastern American thing, but in the translated gender-neutral group addressing term in Anishinaabemowin and in the Ojibwe language, it would be use.
Use.
And so the idea of use being the plural both in the northeastern U.S. and along the Great Lakes region makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and maybe that's where my grandpa got it from.
Huh. That's right. Cool. That's actually really cool.
But also, y'all, as someone who has lived in a southernish area and picked up that colloquialism while I lived there, it's absolutely spelled Y apostrophe all. No one spells it differently. No one. Not in Baltimore, not in Virginia, not in Tennessee. It's Y apostrophe all.
Very interesting data. Thank you so much. Good
I'm
call.
Not changing how I spell it. I don't care.
You don't have to. I just won't recognize it. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks for the call.
I appreciate you. Best listeners in radio right there. Appreciate y'all. Thank you. So one thing I think we need to do with this subject and just in general is give each other some grace on these things.
Yeah. Like, well, look at English as a whole. Yeah. Like, it's such a mess. It's messy. Does it really matter?
There are English teachers out there, like, struggling and working, trying to make sure, trying to figure out how to make this work and
the
everything.
The only
like,
thing I'm going to hold you to is there, and there.
Yes. That's a tough one. I don't mean that's a tough one to let go of. That's a tough one when you see it and you're like, ugh, yeah. It makes you cringe.
That is my dating red flag pet peeve. When I was dating online, because you communicate when you're dating online, mm-hmm. mostly through text, if they couldn't spell there, and there correctly, that was a
I could see that. I could see that. In this day and age, I could see that. I actually don't think that's that bad of that one.
I mean, I would maybe...
As I say, that's that bad. Like, see that spelled out.
I would have probably gone on a date with somebody if, you know, all the other benchmarks were met or whatever, sure, sure. You know, stars aligned or what, mm-hmm. what have you, what you want to matrix that. But, but that's kind of a like, all right, I'm going to remember this.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to take a time out. We're going to come back. We got some great stuff, Melissa. We got a That Ain't Right story about an interesting one that's going to be the most turbulent airline route in North America.
Ooh.
That should be fun. And some good stories of the day we'll get to, along with some local good stuff and local events. All coming up for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way, too, and that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you, but our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota,
the fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa, to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota,
we are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors for all students. I'm Peggy Wirtz-Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC, we teach, we inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sun today and a touch cooler as highs only climb to the mid-30s. We'll still be stuck under mostly cloudy skies tomorrow as temperatures soar to the mid-40s. You'll love the warmth for Valentine's Day, but if you have late night plans, keep in mind a wintry mix pushes in. Right now, it's 30.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Taking it to the top of the hour.
With a ballad.
Mm-hmm. She lights. she lights. Good stuff. Got a That Ain't Right story to get to. Got some good stuff to get to as well. We'll touch on all of that. But want to remind you one more time, we want your love stories.
Yeah, get them in today.
Get them to us, everybody.
Last chance.
Yep, today is the final day to collect those love stories. And if you're celebrating, we're also celebrating singles on WIRI.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and
submit
get us those
stories over there. If you just heard some red flags that were maybe on your list.
Yes, there you go.
And these aren't going to be shared.
No. No, they're all going to be kept in-house and everything.
Yeah, and they're just randomly drawn, too. We're not picking the best one.
Yeah, that would be impossible.
No,
especially.
Are you kidding, James?
Yeah.
Pick the best love story?
Yeah,
come on.
Literally
have you guys
impossible.
Heard him talk about love?
I would, every
and
one
romance?
I picked up, oh, this is the winner. Oh, no, wait, this is the winner. Like, everybody would win something. And our great sponsors would be, like, broken. They'd be broke, I mean. So a big shout out to Hotel Mead, Family Natural Foods, One Rose Greenhouse.
Yes. And a shout out to Ashley for doing all that.
Great work. Appreciate everybody involved. Spread the love with us, everybody, and get to our Facebook pages and
tell us
your
stories. We want to make you a
winner. Yeah. So if you're really bothered by turbulence when flying, you might want to pay attention to our That Ain't Right story of the day. And I am seeing snowflakes outside, Melissa.
Oh!
It's snowing.
It's the pretty snow, too.
No, it is. Yeah.
Don't worry. It's not sticking around for those of you snow haters out there. Seth.
This will not affect turbulence today here in the Rapids, in central Wisconsin.
At least not on the ground.
A turbulence forecasting company called Turbili just released a list of the most turbulent airline routes in the world.
Hmm.
And the area with the most in-flight potholes is between Chile and Bolivia. No U.S. route made the top 10.
Hey.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
The most turbulent route in North America is the 442-mile flight between Nashville and Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina.
Hmm.
And in second is Charlotte, North Carolina to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Mountain area, a lot of that. I could see that. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I never would have thought. I wouldn't be able to guess that on Jeopardy, but seeing it, like, oh, it makes sense. It clicks.
Right. You're flying over mountains.
For four of the top 10 bumpiest routes involve North Carolina, but none of their airports were named the roughest.
Hmm.
The most turbulent airport is in Portland, Oregon. Denver is second, followed by Las Vegas. A lot of people just coming out of Vegas, and I only spent an hour layover in Vegas, but that airport is a nightmare. That is an insane airport. O'Hare and LAX over in LA. Those are the two biggest airports I've been to, and both of them have their chaos, but nothing like Vegas. Vegas is a airport with a circus, with another circus, and then like a family reunion going on, like all at once. It's insane.
Wow.
The jet stream isn't always the same place. It's usually a little farther north. But over the past year, El Nino has pushed it south.
Hmm.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry here. I missed a key step. So when you're flying between Nashville and North Carolina, you're going over the highest peaks of the Appalachian Mountains. And there's a bigger issue. You're also crossing the jet stream, which is like a river of fast moving air.
Right. Okay.
And that's why the jet stream is not always in the same place. And El Nino has moved it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little different. And that does make a difference. In 2022, no North Carolina routes were among the top 10 bumpiest.
Oh, so they have gotten worse.
Yeah. The roughest flight in North America was between Boston and Halifax, Nova Scotia in Canada back in 2022.
That's way more north.
Just a couple of years different how that changes. That jet stream changes everything.
Ooh.
It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, how that's going to progress as we go forward.
Yeah. I'm very curious about that part.
Mm-hmm.
We could use a palate cleanser. Let's go ahead and get into one. And it kicks off with our Midday Magazine for the week, our first one of the week. And we kick it off with our good friend Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce.
Ooh.
Looking forward to talking with Lacey. We're going to talk about some great local events and things going on in our area.
Mm-hmm.
And then in part two, let's talk real estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker C Realtors. big thank you to Lindsay Scheider, who's going to be joining us for that. We're looking forward to it.
Good.
Oh, I love talking
good.
With Lindsay. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good conversation. A little bit later today on WFHR, the Greg Gard Show at 6:05. And then after that at 7, Badgers men basketball hosting Ohio State. Should be a good one. The Badgers looking to get back in that win column. And on our sister station, WIRI, at 7:05, our pregame kicks off. Assumption Girls at Pacelli. Randy and Seth on the call. You know it's going to be good.
And I hear this is going to be a good game. I almost said words I shouldn't say on the air.
Yeah.
Good game.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, all right. Yeah, these are two of the best teams, if not the two best teams in the conference. Love Pacelli. Shout out to Pacelli. Good school, great people, great coaching staff. But we love our Assumption Girls. And we're Roll Royals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Be sure awesome to check that game out.
And then also on this Saturday, we would be remiss if we did not mention the 10th anniversary of the Southwood County Empty Bowls. It's hosted by Focus for the second year in a row, and it will take place on Saturday from 11 to 2. Their new location is at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. There's 11 different amazing local restaurants that are donating soup for this event. Yeah. There's going to be homemade rolls, basket raffles. Mm. For $10 donation, you will receive a meal of soup, bread, beverage, and a cookie. You also get that handmade bowl. And this event is an national event. Mm-hmm. And you can hear it on the Midday Magazine.
Yeah.
Interview that you did with Mary Schultz. I also wrote up an article about it that's on our Facebook page. So, and I included a little bit more of the history of where this event originated in Michigan, which is I just found fascinating.
Yeah.
And what it's turned into is awesome. All of the proceeds from this go to help provide direct food relief to our local community.
So important. And we see that. We've seen the ALIS reports from the United Way release. We've talked to our friends at Focus and understand how important it is. And all of that comes first. I think, too, I've talked to many people over the years after Mary and I have met every year for at least, I'd say, less five or six or whatever. And when we talk about these things, one of the things that occurs to me is I've known people that did this like 3 or 4 years ago. And then they look and they're going through, they need a bowl for cereal and they find that bowl. Mm-hmm. And they're automatically brought back to that moment and that good feeling that they got from putting back into their community for helping somebody. Mm-hmm. Like we don't get that very often in life where a good act can have a lifetime feeling with it.
Yeah.
There's so much
good
with this. And
takes place in so many communities that we did this in Toma. Actually, the picture I used for the article is the bowl I made for Empty Bowls because I didn't have another picture. It has to be one I took. So I was like, well, I'm just going to use this one.
It's a great event.
It is.
I encourage people to attend and be a part of it. Also got another great event going on next Saturday, this Saturday, the 17th, the Robert and Mary Wakely's Winter Feast. It is going on Saturday, February 17th at Nacusa Community Center at 1416 Crestview Lane in Nacusa. The meal consists of donated wild game and two domestic meats. Music will be provided by Don and Anna Pollock. This is going to be great. The gathering will start at 4. Dinner will be about 4:50. 6:30 entertainment.
And if you want to try game, like if you're not a hunter, this is the perfect place to go to try it out.
You can get tickets at Family Natural Foods right here in Rapids, along with Daily Drug in Rapids or Beavers in Nacusa. And you can find out more and maybe get tickets at historicpointboss.com. That's certainly I don't know if you can get tickets there, but I know you can find out more
information
and get contact information and learn more about the Historic Point Boss. They're keeping history alive over there. Let's help them do it. Wanted to get this in as well. Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Silver Foxes presented the Golden Age of Radio.
Ooh, that's next week, right?
Yeah, it's coming up next week. They got three shows for you, three opportunities to take this in. February 22nd, a 2 o'clock matinee. On the 23rd, a 6 o'clock show. And on the 24th, another 2 o'clock matinee.
Yeah, and this one's directed by Chris Williams, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be great. Come out and support our Silver Foxes.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good show. And don't ever forget that the Silver Foxes are always looking for people. You go to one of these shows and you think, oh, that looks like fun.
Yeah.
It is.
A lot less pressure. You don't have to memorize lines.
Yeah.
You can just have fun.
Yeah. Enjoy and find out more about wrctheater.org. A 23-year-old guy in Nebraska just found his childhood dog 4 years after she went missing.
Oh, wow.
Her name is Patches. A friend was taking care of her when she ran off. Mm-hmm. The guy's family got her when he was 13, so he was devastated. Oh. But someone just found her in New Mexico, 600 miles from where she disappeared.
Whoa. 600 miles.
That's a beautiful story. Aww, right there.
I bet that was a wonderful reunion.
Oh, man, I can't imagine. Back in December, a doctor in the UK put her diamond ring in the pocket of her scrubs before a procedure and forgot about it. By the time she realized, the hospital had already sent her scrubs out to be cleaned.
Whoops.
But then another doctor at a different hospital 100 miles away ended up in the same scrubs 5 days later, found the ring, got it back to her.
Okay, that's great. That's an awesome story.
I think we're thinking the same thing here. Yeah.
Well, okay, we've all experienced that though, right?
Yes.
Something in the pocket, it goes through the wash. Mm-hmm. Wow, I just laundered money.
Yeah, you're exactly. Yes. I've done that with at least one or a couple of $5 bills, and the worst is gum. Gum is, ooh. I've left a lot of gum in my pockets over the years.
I bet you have. I say the worst is chapstick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because if it gets in the dryer.
I've done that one.
Or a pen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rough. Mm-hmm. An anonymous man in Michigan walked into a place called Mason Jar Cafe. Oh, great name.
Yeah.
Great name.
Love it.
Walks into the Mason Jar Cafe, ordered $32 worth of stuff, and left a $10,000 tip.
Whoa.
He said he was in town for a friend's memorial service, and he was doing it to honor his friend who just passed away. He asked the waitress to split it with the 7 other employees who were working that day, so each employee got $1,250.
Wow.
That's a beautiful story.
That is incredible.
In this day and age, to have anybody do anything anonymous, credit to you.
And to have $10,000 to give away.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Also, good on you.
I'd love to know if there was a reason why he chose that cafe, if his friend had a tie to that cafe or something.
Yeah, if he'd like to go there.
It's a good story. Be the good, everybody. Be the good. Great show today, Melissa.
Yeah, you too, James.
Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.